This is Dr. Kiki, and today we have the pleasure of talking with Dr. Jason Terhorst. And Dr. Terhorst, as we all know, is the superintendent for DODEA Europe West. And we're so happy to have this opportunity to talk to you today. Our topic for today is going to be the Student Support Services Summit that we just attended, and kind of getting your thoughts and your feedback on that summit. So welcome, and we're happy to have you.
First of all, thank you, Kiki. It's nice to be here. I think the summit was a fantastic opportunity for me to engage on the student services front. I think as a former assistant superintendent in the States, I'm quite accustomed to working with the student services team to provide all the things that we need for our kids in order to be successful. And so it was an engaging summit. I learned a lot. I got to collaborate, give feedback, and I left really excited, honestly, energized around our student services team, the work that's coming out of our headquarters student services office, and looking for how we can take that work and really own it here in Europe West and do right by all our students.
Yeah, I agree. There was so much information, but it was well done. And I loved the plenary sessions that we had kind of all together. And then I really appreciated that time with my group, like all of the school counseling ISSs getting together and doing some of the work that we really needed to get done, and being able to have that time to do it face to face, I thought was very beneficial for us.
Yeah, I completely agree. The plenary sessions I found to be very informative. We had some really good consultants that were working with us. It really allowed us also to give some feedback. I know I gave some feedback to our headquarters division about perhaps that a future consultant might be ASCA.
Yes.
So that they could bring a deeper knowledge of ASCA standards to us as an organization. And they took that feedback, liked it. And so I hope to see that in the near future. And I really enjoyed being in the work sessions because it allowed me to really have the opportunity to invest in the work, right? Like the counseling work session that I was able to attend was one of my big takeaways from the conference. Was I really got to sit in while counselors were learning about the new School Links program.
Yes.
And I found that not only fascinating, but really just super helpful, right? Like it seemed like that program pulled in a lot of other programming that we have. So I have one son who's in college now. I had to help him with College Board, and we would go in and we would search for schools in College Board. And then he had to go through the Common App in another place. And then, we had some work within, what would have been Choices 360 that we had to pull in from the interest inventory and those kinds of things. And it's all housed in this one program.
Yes.
And I found the program to be very intuitive and robust. And I was so excited about it. I actually went home, and I have a younger son as well who's a junior, and I talked to him about it, and I said, hey, do you have a School Links login yet?
Oh,
he says,
cool.
No, not yet.
Okay.
I said, well, we're going to get that soon, and you and I are going to sit down and do some work together, because I think that that's another piece to this, right? As I envision, I think I've shared this with you before. You know, you and I have talked before about this, and if I go back to my days, I believe there were counselors in the building, but I don't ever recall having talked to one.
Right.
When I was a high school student, and that was many years ago. But they're front and center now, right? They're really, they're school leaders in our building, and they're liaisons for students' post-secondary and workforce readiness. And they're the champions that get kids to where they need to be. And I think often as parents, we might not have all the information, right? We're not as invested in what universities to go to, what programming is popular right now, what the job market looks like in various things.
Right.
And the technical schools that are available nowadays that are popping up everywhere. I mean, 20 years ago, we didn't have game theory, right?
There was right. Absolutely.
There were no programs on video game design. And right. Like I wouldn't even know how to begin to talk to my kid about that, mm-hmm. right? So I think that those folks that serve in the counseling ranks these days, their job's changed, mm-hmm. right? Just like my job has changed over time. Their job is so super important to the readiness of our kids with mm-hmm. that handshake across the stage to be ready for real life and yes. to go on to the next thing. So my hat's off to all the counselors, and I hope that, you know, what they hear from me is a message of support. We're going to do everything we can to help and support them with helping and supporting our students because they are so important to the work we do every day.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I'm really excited about the School Links piece and all that it can do. And I'm starting to see, actually this morning I got a message from a counselor who's like, the more I use this thing, the more I like it. And I was like, thank you for that feedback. I feel the same way. I really like the program. And in talking about School Links, let's kind of look at the summit through the eyes of school counseling. You've said a lot of wonderful things about that piece. Were there any other takeaways from the school counseling lens that you got from the summit?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'll kind of equate this. In the role I have right now as the superintendent of the district, things are coming at me a lot from yes. all different directions, right? I have instructional pieces. I have you know, logistics pieces, I have transportation issues and all these other facilities issues. And I find that the only way that I can operate day to day with the magnitude of the work is planning, mm-hmm. right? And so I think another takeaway that I thought was really important was the idea of intentional planning,
yes.
right? I think the counseling plan, the comprehensive school counseling plan that we have available to us when done well,
yes,
really kind of relates how all these things come together and how we work together. And I would say that for me, you know, I don't know that I'm articulating that as well as I'd like to, because, you know, I had the opportunity to go sit in work sessions with
multilingual
learners.
Yes.
Yes, that's what it is. Thank you. So I'm still getting that in my vocabulary.
Me too.
But it's a great term, and I sat in AAPS, I sat in school psychologists, I had an opportunity to sit in with our special education folks and sit in their work sessions, and what I saw really was kind of this, for lack of a better word, kind of this like this wraparound mentality of services, right? Mm-hmm. Like we need to understand each other's work, and we
yes.
need to fold that in. And so in my mind, this idea of a comprehensive school counseling plan really allows us to kind of articulate what we're going to do student services wide in an entire building.
Absolutely.
Right. It's not only the post-secondary workforce aspects of counseling. It's also the services that kids need and supporting them with intervention and extension. It's supporting them with accommodations and modifications should they need them. It's
yeah.
Providing them with additional services for foreign language or multi-language learners.
Mm-hmm.
And so the comprehensiveness of that, right, it really provides wraparound support to ensure that all our kids are successful
mm-hmm.
And that they're meeting their fullest potential.
Yes.
And I really think that the magnitude of that work is so great that without a really strong plan, I think that the change mechanism is really impacted, right? If we don't have a clear vision, if we can't articulate an action plan,
right.
we create confusion, we create false starts. And so I really, that was one takeaway for me. And then another thing that I think is kind of important in that same realm is with that plan, right? I think that there needs to be alignment because there is strength in numbers, right?
Yes.
The more heads we get around the table, the more conversations we have, the more we collaborate with one another. I felt leaving that conference that it was important enough to me that I wanted to be part of that work. So I actually volunteered not only myself, but the other two superintendents in the region to attend the secondary counseling summit that's coming up.
Awesome.
Because I want to be part of that work, right? Yes. I want to figure out what resources our counselors need, where, you know, making sure that the alignment is clear so that they feel supported and they know where to go. And then another piece to that, of course, is, you know, I saw an email the other day and was very encouraged to see that we have a counseling teacher leader out there that was really interested in starting up an elementary counseling network.
Yes.
Which,
yes.
Awesome. Right. Mm-hmm. I love when we have teacher leaders out there and counseling leaders out there that see a need and fill a need. You know, my
yes.
big thing is have a bias toward action. Right. See a need, fill a need.
Yes.
So super excited to see that and see us come together as a team. And I hope that everybody out there in Dr. Kiki's podcast land hears me clearly say that I'm super excited to be part of the work and to learn what I can do to support counselors, because that is ultimately what I think my office is about, is figuring out how to help people.
Yes.
So excited about the work, excited about the direction, excited about the outcomes for our kids,
mm-hmm.
And super excited to see how I can help out in that realm.
Awesome. I have to say, from the personal level, from being the school counseling ISS, every time I come in your office, I feel heard, and not just heard, but it's I support you, and what resources do we need? And you know, we might need to play the long game, but here are our next steps to get to that. And for that, I'm very appreciative, number one, for being heard, but also understanding that it might take time, but here are our next steps, and this is how we continue to progress, and I appreciate that.
Well, thank you for that. You know, the second part of my mantra from bias toward action is fail forward, right?
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, we try things, we figure it out, we learn on the run, we respond. Mm-hmm. To whatever obstacles that we find, and I'm excited to get engaged in the work, and
yes.
I'm excited to hear from all the counselors out there about how this is going. I think I told you recently that as we start to look at some of the counseling plans, I'll be sitting in some of those meetings, because
yes.
I think you know, from my perspective, you know, we've had this focus on what we've called instructionally focused interactions, which are just really engaging with folks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Engaging with feedback, engaging with ideas and mm-hmm. brainstorming, and trying to give good feedback to folks to support them with maybe an external perspective on things. And so I'm committed to being in those meetings as well, and moving forward, really trying to figure out, you know, what other things can I help with? What other pieces can I put in place that are going to be supportive of our counselors out there? So
mm-hmm.
I appreciate you saying that, but it's my pleasure to work with such professional folks out there that really are focused on our kids, right?
Yes.
There's no better thing I could be doing every day than supporting folks that are taking care of our kids. So
yes. And I have to say, our district school counselors really make it easy to come in and be joyful about the work that I'm doing. They really are concentrating on the social, emotional, and academic piece for our kids. And as you said, it's wraparound and it's collaboration. And a part of that plan is talking about your team that you work with. You know, who are the people that you call in for, like, that checks and balances piece. So it is. I'm excited to see the plans this year, and I'm excited that you are a part of that work and seeing what we're doing and how we're moving forward.
Well, I appreciate the time you're taking with me today, and
yes.
Having an opportunity to lend my voice to the counseling movement a little bit. I do look forward to being engaged in that work. I also am really looking forward, actually, to the secondary counseling summit.
Yes.
I can't wait to get with a group of secondary counselors and just really talk through what their needs are, and hearing from them directly about how this is going, and being able to respond, I think, is going to be great work. So
yes.
Looking forward to it.
Awesome. I know you're busy, and I thank you very much for taking this time to talk with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.